This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
It doesn't matter what kind of weapon you have. If it's a long gun, if it's a bolt action, semi-automatic, they make a stock for you. And if they make one stock for you, they make all the stocks for you. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you're hearing me, I sound awful ragged, don't I? It's the new drugs. The new drugs are doing it to me. You know what we haven't done in a few days? We haven't checked in on Venezuela. Venezuela, the utopian socialist area. That's where we all like it. Che Guevara likes it. Sean Penn liked old Hugo Chavez. It's a great place. And you know what they have there? They have single-payer free health care. Let's look and see how that looks today, shall we? Right now, socialist Venezuela is an exploding supernova, and I am using colorful language because it's big. An exploding supernova of spreading disease vectors. Because they've got 3 million fleeing refugees. And they're taking with them measles, malaria, diphtheria, typhoid fever, tuberculosis, AIDS, Zika, leprosy, dengue, chikungunya virus, whatever that is, and other diseases long thought to have been eradicated in the early 20th century with them. Maybe that's what chikungunya is. Maybe that's why I've never heard of it. Isn't that? This beats any ad I've ever put together. I try with my sponsors to give them a really nice ad, and this is one of the best advertisements for socialism I've ever seen. It's the effect of the collapse of the country's medical system brought on by the unsustainable economics of the Maduro dictatorship, unlike a lot of starving African countries, refusing to permit any aid to enter. And there's two alarming reports which don't intersect somehow, but they have the exact same story. So first, the Washington Post, which cites an academic NGO report just out, this says, Venezuela's health system is in utter collapse, according to a report, including the exponential spread of vaccine-preventable diseases such as measles, such as malaria and tuberculosis. The report to be released Thursday by Human Rights Watch and the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health is among the few that has sought to quantify Venezuela's misery, as they have ceased releasing health and nutrition data and retaliated against those who did. Based on interviews with doctors and other health personnel in Venezuela, conducted by telephone and online, refugees in Colombia and Brazil, including healthcare professionals and representatives of humanitarian and international organizations, the report concludes that the United Nations should take the lead providing aid. Then there's this organic report coming from Bloomberg Latin America columnist Mac Margolis, which features interviews with hospital personnel and public health officials. And they're all looking and watching the same nightmare that's playing itself out on the ground. From the report, half a century on, Venezuela is a hothouse for malaria again, but also communicable miseries from HIV/AIDS to Zika. Forgotten diseases like diphtheria and measles, rage, leprosy, tuberculosis, typhoid fever, they're all back alongside emerging mosquito-borne viruses such as dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. You got to say the diseases the right way. Now, new HIV infections jumped 24% from 2010 to 2016. Now, the worst humanitarian crisis in the America risks becoming a hemispheric emergency as nearly 3 million Venezuelan refugees and migrants ferry their pathogens across the continent. Here's a few particular little factoids for you. When they travel, they're also carrying all the diseases that the neighbors of Venezuela thought they had beaten as well. So between 2008 and 2015, Brazil logged one case of measles. Last year, they reported 10,000. And most of them are bearing the D8 genotype measles, the dominant strain circulating in Venezuela. The Venezuela epidemic has also been linked to outbreaks in Argentina, Colombia, Ecuador, and Peru. The World Health Organization reckoned that a Venezuelan malaria outbreak was responsible for 84% of the increase in infections in the Americas in 2017. Venezuela also alone kicked in 53% of all reported cases regionally in 2016 and 2017. So, right now, these Western Hemispheric nations, they're forced to admit Venezuelan refugees. And unlike the Central American ones coming our way, these are actually refugees. And each and every one of them is potentially a carrier of, if not openly suffering from, some of the most awful and once thought eradicated diseases from the 19th century. Next time a socialist speaks of progress, remember that this is what socialists deliver when it's time to bring you the progress. And this is little more than biological warfare, okay? Given that people outside of Venezuela's socialist zone of misery are going to die from these diseases, which had long been eradicated from the capitalist West up until now. And I'll point another thing out to you. Some of these guys are going to get on planes and come here and bring this with them too. And then, of course, if they, for whatever reason, if they were to be stupid enough to go to Los Angeles, Or San Francisco. Los Angeles and San Francisco. Who was it I was talking to? I was talking to somebody the other day. I was talking to Matt from Genesis Communications Network. He lives in California. And I would like to actually go and do a prolonged visit in California. And I'd like to do a prolonged walk in L.A. Just to see things, right? But I'm not going to. Because if you go the wrong way a block off of all the beautiful areas, you're in Skid Row. You're in the area where the typhus outbreak of the United States is occurring right now, the pestilence capital of the world. And what is it that they're practicing there in California? California with a K. What are they practicing there? Well, they're working their way to socialism. They're doing socialism light right now, which is where Gavin Newsom finally got elected president. Not president, excuse me, governor. He wants to be president. He thinks everything he's done up to now will take him to being president. But he's finally been elected governor of the state, and this is going to be the springboard. He's going to welcome everything there and all this other stuff. And, the only problem is we can see what we see. We see what's going on. That's our problem. Right now, defenders of socialism may argue that it's chaotic and unintentional, and it's a result of sanctions. This is the problem. We're doing sanctions against them. But Venezuela's ruling socialists are the ones driving it, and they're fully responsible for this, prioritizing their own stretch and power over the welfare of their people and refusing an African model of circumstances. You know, they won't even accept help. So now they're creating new problems for the welfare of their neighbors who are getting the diseases too. Leftism, you gotta love it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp.
Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. You know, the Founding Fathers believed that if the government fears the citizenry, then that is freedom. And if the citizenry fears the government, that is tyranny. And that's one of the reasons the Second Amendment was put in place. What happens when you take a place where they've essentially muted it for so long now that they've forgotten the way things are supposed to be? Let me take you now to the Big Apple, New York City. You know, if you own a house, if you own a home, that's supposed to be your castle. In New York City, this is no longer the case, according to a Brooklyn citizen, who says that there the officials there have been aiding and abetting a next-door neighbor's attempt to steal his property. This gentleman's name, and I'm going to try to pronounce his name correctly, and if I'm getting it wrong, my apologies. His name is John Hakanios, 62 years old, and his wife, Irina. And this has been a very long ordeal for them, and a lot of twists and turns, including a false arrest by the NYPD. The problems started 10 years ago, 2009, they say, when the couple Argo and Ellen Palmer purchased the home next to them with plans for an ambitious overhaul. According to the Hakanjosis, red flags flew fast when they were approached to sign documents turning over a 2-foot easement to their new neighbor. In an interview on the phone, the Hakanjosis They said that their suspicions began to be borne out. After refusing to sign the documents, Hakanjosis said Argo Palmer went and created a fraudulent land survey that marked a chunk of the driveway as theirs. The kicker was that the city's Department of Buildings, or the DOB, approved it, according to the Hakanjosis, and they've been battling the Palmers and the city hall ever since. The Hakanjosis have lost their jobs. They have lost their health. They've paid $150,000 in legal fees. But the real shock came in February 2012 when John, a former Metropolitan Transit Authority engineer, was falsely arrested by the 61st Precinct Police. That was in February 5th of that year. The police arrived at the Hakanjosis property in Brooklyn's Sheep's Head Bay after being called by Palmer, according to the New York Daily News. The incident culminated in John's arrest and felony charges being brought after he was accused of driving at a high rate of speed, causing an officer to jump out of the way. This is coming from the news. But the police had a problem, because nothing like that ever happened. John had video surveillance footage to prove it, which showed the Brooklyn man slowly pulling into his driveway and the cop not even flinching, to quote the news again. It was so egregious that this frame-up that Officer Diego Palacios, who was involved in the arrest, resigned from the NYPD and was indicted by a grand jury on 5 kinds of illegal lying, one of them a felony. Palacios pleaded guilty in exchange for a sentence of just 4 days in prison, just 1 day longer than John spent in jail after his arrest, but ended up serving only one night. The Kim Fox Justice, template is in place. Now, if Palacios' frame-up had been successful, Mr. Hakanjosis would have faced 7 years behind bars. Now, this is not unique. There are other NYC residents that have this happening. People who face what's essentially a theft of their property due to DOB corruption and or incompetence. This sounds fanciful. Consider the comments of former Queens-based state senator Tony Avella, who was a staunch critic of the DOB. He said it's something that's a bottom-line issue with the DOB, where an applicant just presents an application. They never really check it to see if the size of the property is correct or whether they own the property or not. The builder says they own part of the property, and that's actually the neighbors, and the DOB approves it. very serious issue. Anyone could submit a false application, fraudulent documents, and fraudulent land surveys, and no one checks this. And once that happens, then you're fighting City Hall. According to both Avila and the Hockenjoses, the DOB's modus operandi when they receive complaints about fraudulent documents is to wash its hands of the problem and declare it a property dispute to be handled in civil court. And that comes with its own set of problems. The Hockenjoses have gone through lawyer after lawyer, some of which they say took their money, never did any work. Others have refused to take the case because it exists in sort of a no man's land. They're saying, I'm not going to take this case because it's not a real estate case. It's not a property dispute case. It's a criminal case. And then they go to criminal attorneys and they tell them they need to go to prosecutors. And the prosecutors say it's a civil case. So the bottom line is that the Hockenjoses have spent a good part of the last decade in court. All due, they say, to a neighbor who's quite a malevolent character. In fact, Irina Hockenjoses said that shortly after the Palmeres moved in, Argo Palmeres said bluntly, I'm going to take your property from you. After being informed that it wasn't for sale, he made known that this didn't matter. Aside from the false arrest, the Hockenjoses say the Palmeres have continually made false charges against them, resulting in actions by city inspectors that the couple has had to fight. The stress has been overwhelming. They also believe that more than just garden variety bureaucratic incompetence is at work. They suspect that Argo Palmer has connections with city officials. False arrest leads a little credence to that. So whatever the case, it's a very strange story and not one that you would expect to hear in these United States and not one that you're likely to hear anywhere else but New York City, because they forgot what it means to be afraid of the citizenry, because they have muted the Second Amendment for so long that now they just look at these people as marks, as targets, as possible victims, whatever you want to call it. This is what happens. This is what happens when the Second Amendment is marginalized to the degree that it has been marginalized in New York City. And this is why we must resist that here, all over the rest of the United States, as best we can. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says illegal immigrants are dying after crossing the border into the United States. During a roundtable discussion with supporters in San Antonio today, Trump says he's hearing incredible stories about dangerous criminals threatening border area residents.
I had no idea. Nobody has any idea how bad this is. And this has been going on for many years.
Attorney General Bill Barr testified on Wednesday that he believes spying did occur targeting the Trump campaign in 2016, as he vowed to review the conduct of the FBI's original Russia probe.
I feel I have an obligation to make sure that government power is not abused. I mean, I think that's one of the principal roles of the Attorney General.
The Attorney General, speaking at a Senate committee hearing on Wednesday, and a monster snowstorm could impact over 200 million Americans. Blizzard warnings are up from Colorado to Nebraska, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
The home of the At-One Thumb Hole Stock, which I have one of those inbound. And, you know, that's also what I call the answer to every question I ever had. Every question I've ever been asked about Boyd's, that's the answer to it. So, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I support the Second Amendment, but that's almost like a common chorus for the song of the anti-gunner. Anytime a politician uses the word but, he has effectively erased everything he just said prior to that. But is the pivot point where we finally get to hear what he really thinks. And I'm getting sort of frustrated with politicians and political groups who pick and choose which parts of our Constitution, particularly the Bill of Rights, that they like and simultaneously pretend pieces that don't fit their agenda don't exist and they can be ignored. That's not the way it goes. Due process is actually written in stone, particularly when it comes to the rights of accused violent criminals and illegal aliens. Due process does not apply to innocent gun owners who have never, ever been accused of a crime. Because if it did, red flag laws would never see the light of day. This is where one of these moments where you look out there and you say, oh, the broken clock works twice a day. It's right twice a day. Because the ACLU has finally found common ground with the NRA.
Such a wake-up call for the ACLU required at least some intellectual honesty on their part, something for which the ACLU has never been famous for. Our Fourth Amendment rights are sacred, too, for all Americans, except, of course, gun owners. And our Second Amendment rights are clearly, boldly stated in our Constitution and reaffirmed by our Supreme Court, still don't exist in the minds of many who otherwise like other parts of their Bill of Rights. I look at these very dishonorable pick and choosers for what they are, and these people are constitutional criminals. Absolute, total. The presumption of innocence is another fundamental tenet of a Western civilization. It has been and is increasingly becoming more and more abandoned in a rush to enforce some sort of orthodoxy. You'll hear high-minded claims to act in the name of tolerance and compassion and diversity. And that's all fluff. That's a commitment to these, their commitment to these principles is purely abstract. In practice, these constitutional criminals are cruel, brutish, intolerant bullies who demand complete and total conformity. Their goal is to never to, they never intend to persuade. They don't want to debate. It is to humiliate and vilify all who hesitate to support them. Their ultimate objective is to destroy all independent, non-groupthink . These are not very nice people. These are not very good people at all. These are very evil people. And this is the kind of person that we need to watch out for. Now, moving on, during the Bosnian War, 1992 to 1995, when you didn't own guns, you were literally dead. Many learned this painful lesson the hard way. That's a quote from a student and veteran that fought in Bosnia. Gun safety is the new and deliberately deceptive code word for the forced elimination of the private ownership of guns here in the United States. Democrats slash socialists, which I kind of think that's sort of now interchangeable, instead of frankly talking about outright gun confiscation, which represents their real agenda, now dishonestly camouflage their true intent with this misleading babble gobbledygook about gun safety. To them, the only good gun is a sterile gun. Socialists insist that all privately owned guns be perfectly safe all the time because the only legitimate use for guns is recreation. And, recreation is never critically important. Serious use of guns they never talk about. Many in the American gun-owning community have gullibly, foolishly bought into this safe gun prevarication, too. That's what Rob was talking about the other day. But, you know, Jeff Cooper reminded us, and we need to continually remind each other, guns that are perfectly safe are useless. They are integral to an endless variety of non-serious recreational activities, and each brags of a veritable army of enthusiastic devotees, one challenging the legitimacy of any one of their quaint hobbies, will be in for a deluge of the acid self-righteous refutation. I get it. Understood. Thanks so much. And the preservation of our Second Amendment surely depends upon their continued status as American gun owners and gun enthusiasts, regardless of their reasoning for it. The real danger is that we, American gun owners and assorted gun enthusiasts, will be persuaded that guns that they keep must be sterile / inaccessible. Until the moment that their planned use is at hand, when socialists can then describe your guns as otherwise useless, taking them from you becomes progressively easier for them to justify. Why do you need it? They're no good. They don't really do anything. You can't really keep it that way. You can't use it for self-defense. It's against the law. So your sterile guns become no more critical to your well-being than a tennis racket or a golf club.
operators know and get that safety, like fairness, is a relative term. The more safe a gun is, the less ready. The more ready, the less safe. Operators can find a reasonable compromise rather than retreat to one extreme or another. Legitimate self-defense via gunfire when necessary is the heart of the Second Amendment. So, defense of yourself, of your family, of your nation, that's the reason for the Second Amendment. Since we can't predict when lethal threats will suddenly appear, a reasonable state of readiness of our guns is, in fact, critical to our well-being and thus cannot be easily regulated out of existence as socialists sincerely want to do. Our Second Amendment was not carefully, courageously included in our Bill of Rights so that future generations of Americans could occasionally participate in quaint pistol matches or go duck hunting. The real reason for our Second Amendment, the reason for the Bill of Rights, we can never forget that. We can never forget that. We have to jealously protect it forever from all enemies. And there are so many of them. Look that way and accept that fact. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now, you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now in Texas, they're considering increasing the number of armed teachers. And the Gabrielle Giffords organization, of course, is going in a different direction. I know that's shocking to you. I know you just sit there and go, wow, shocking. Despite that, you know, I see her and Mark Kelly still, they go to the range and they shoot guns. But for some reason, they seem to think guns are bad. I get why they think guns are bad. Don't think I'm an idiot. But what I'm saying is that you can't go out there and say, well, we shoot guns and we like guns and we believe in the Second Amendment, but they're bad. Which is it? So this time the anti-gun group has tallied up the number of reports that they have found of teachers or school staff members leaving, quote unquote, a gun somewhere. And of course, Giffords also freaks out over the results. We get this from them. Left in the bathroom, tucked in a bag, forgotten in a school van. Guns belonging to teachers or school officers have been left out or accessible to students in America at least 60 times in the last 5 years, according to a study. I would love to know the study, but that's beside the point. There were no accidental deaths, but some people were injured, according to the report released last week by the gun control group Giffords. Using news reports, the group tallied the number of times a gun was left out, accidentally shot, or mishandled during a disciplinary episode or stressful situation. Most incidents ended without any shots fired at all. So this has happened 60 times in the last 5 years. Right about now, this is the time where we start laying some context on top of this. So this is to say that out of the thousands and thousands of schools in this country and the 3.6 million teachers in this country, and that's just teachers, not the other parts of the staff. It happens a dozen times per year. This has the statistical significance of nothing. Without doing the math, this suggests that the odds of it happening are only slightly greater than being struck by lightning. And to make matters worse, Giffords is also using a rather broad definition of not just what constitutes left, quote unquote, but also who is considered for the study. Three of the incidents cataloged were in Pennsylvania at the Russell Byers Charter School in Center City. A middle school student bumped into a staffer's bag during a class last year and realized it contained a gun. The staffer was suspended. At a Washington County high school, a student found a loaded gun that a security guard had left in the bathroom. In Chambersburg, Franklin County, a group of elementary school students found a teacher's loaded gun on top of a toilet. So the staffer's bag contained a gun. I'm sure the staffer in question said they had forgotten that it was in there. People excuse mistakes more than defiance, after all. But is this a staffer who would have been carrying against the rules if there was a way they could have done so within the regulations? If so, would that still have counted? Then using a security guard is ridiculous. After all, no one has suggested disarming school security now, have they? All of this matters. The only reason Giffords did such a study was to try and counter the argument that teachers and staff should be armed. They want to paint a picture that teachers are too irresponsible to be trusted with guns on campus, despite the fact that we're trusting them with our children on campus. But they have accomplished no such thing. Part of the problem is that the number of incidents per year is statistically insignificant. It is not a thing. For another, there's no context to frame this number to change that. For example, if there were 100 teachers carrying guns in schools, but 12 were negligent each year, that would be cause for concern. That number is 1 million teachers carrying, that then 12 doesn't even rise to the level of statistical noise. But Giffords doesn't want you to think about that. It wants you to freak out and be terrified of armed teachers leaving a gun lying around carelessly. It's not a thing. So don't sweat it too much, okay? Conversely, ever since Parkland, we've been inundated with student activists who are bound and determined to push through gun control despite not being old enough to vote. And I disagree with their efforts completely. I don't have any moral qualms about them being activists in general. I tend to think it's good for the young to start understanding politics and to get involved. But they've all been about gun control, and that for me is a little annoying. And to make matters worse, though, they've had ready allies in the media who blasted their message out loud and clear. And now a study finds that students in states with stricter gun control laws feel safer than those who don't, despite overwhelming evidence showing they all happen in gun-free zones. Coming from, I don't know which news source, U.S. adolescents living in states with stricter gun laws may feel safer at school, a survey of high school students suggests. Stronger gun laws were linked with lower odds that kids had been threatened or injured with any kind of weapon at school, had themselves carried a weapon, or had missed school because they felt unsafe, researchers found. The data came from 926,639 teens in 45 states who participated in the Youth Risk Behavior Survey, a biennial survey of 9th through 12th graders conducted by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Between 1999 and 2015, 7% of students reported having been threatened or injured with a gun at school, 5.5% reported having carried a gun at any location, and 6.1% reported having missed at least one day of school due to feeling unsafe. Marco Ghiani from Boston College and colleagues assigned scores to each state based on criteria such as ease of gun access, presence of or lack of gun safety laws, and the extent of gun manufacturer's liability. Stronger gun control was associated with a 0.8 percentage point decrease in the probability of being threatened or injured with a weapon at school, a 1.9 percentage point decrease in the probability of carrying a weapon, and a 1.1 percentage point decrease in the probability of missing school due to feeling unsafe. What they didn't report was how many times there was actually a weapon. Because depending on how a question is asked, answers can come from various places. Was a gun flashed along with a threat, or was it even a threat? I want to know that. Or was the threat simply by someone who claimed they had a gun? Then there's the possibility that some of these results are skewed by the student activists. And then, of course, there's the researchers who were clearly biased. The co-author of the study, Christopher Baum, also from Boston College, commented in a separate email, "There is no real reason for civilians to be walking around with AR-15s. They're not hunting weapons. Do we really want our children to be exposed to this kind of threat? Where are you hanging out at, son? With an attitude like that, and it's highly unlikely the opinion was influenced by the study based on the findings that had nothing to do with AR-15s, it's hard to imagine why I think the study was biased, right? So it's likely that Baum had this opinion before the study, and you have to wonder just how his biases colored the survey's construction. They go on to note that the study, however, doesn't prove that gun legislation, or lack of it, actually impacted school environments and students' experiences in the study. Furthermore, the researchers lacked information on students' socioeconomic characteristics, and the student survey responses may not have been accurate. So in other words, this didn't prove anything. And they know it. And that's even with the bias creeping in. They know it. So, there you have it. They know it. I know it. You know it. Everybody knows it. Coming up next, we're gonna hear from Dean Weingarten. He is still in Australia. He's going to be calling in, I think. He just texted me to say, yes, I'm going to be calling in. So I'm looking forward to that and seeing. I don't even know where he's at in Australia. I need to remind myself. I need to tie a string to my finger or something and let me remind myself what's going on with that one. So that's coming up in hour number 3. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.